Welcome to the O Woman Podcast, where we discuss so many things about women's sexuality, bodies, thoughts, and lives. We'll talk about everything from our relationships to our orgasms to our children and our ovaries. And we'll share outstanding experiences and ordinary ones. I'm Emma, and a big open welcome to you. Thanks for joining me for the show today. This is episode 58 of the O Woman Podcast. And in today's episode, we're going to focus on kissing, but specifically my mixed feelings about kissing. Now, don't get me wrong, kissing is great, usually. But I feel like the idea of kissing as the ultimate romantic thing that is the best for all occasions, it just isn't, in my opinion. And I feel like kissing is really kind of a hit or miss kind of thing. Usually a hit, but it depends a lot on your mood, your situation. And I don't think that it should always be rated as highly as it is. I think sometimes it's a little bit overrated when we think about it. So I just wanted to talk about that a little bit today. And see me, you know, kind of talk about it and see if you have any feedback about it too, because I wonder. So first of all, when I've talked to my, you know, different friends about it, different things like that, and the women I've talked to generally seem to think kissing is more fun than I do. Not that they think it's the best thing ever, and not that I think it's the worst thing ever, but they would enjoy a makeout session, you know, or something like that with their partner, especially, you know, when they're younger kind of thing. I would not necessarily enjoy a makeout session. It really depends on what happens after that. And that's kind of one thing I wanted to start off talking about, was just kind of my history of kissing and why I sort of have mixed feelings about kissing. It's not because I had any weird experiences. I feel like I had relatively normal ones, you know. But let me explain, and then maybe you'll have an idea of what I'm talking about. So, I mentioned in previous episodes that I guess I kissed a couple guys in plays because I was an actress when I was probably, how old would I have been? I think 8th grade would have been my first stage kiss, and then I think I had a couple other ones in high school that were stage kisses. These don't even count. Like, I remember going into them, I remember thinking, oh my god, this is a big deal. Kind of weird, my first kiss is on stage with some guy I don't really know that well. He's just my actor friend. And then afterwards, I remember thinking, oh, that was the stupidest thing ever. That doesn't even count as a kiss. It was clearly on stage, and it was just like a peck anyway. I never had done, you know, any kissing of boys when I was younger in elementary school or just any of that stuff. I was never really very boy crazy. So none of that stuff really ever happened to me. So that was my first experience with the concept of kissing, even though I knew that was not clearly going to be the relationship ideal. Then I guess I had my first real kiss when I was 16, which I feel like is an apt time, sweet 16. So, and there wasn't very much of it. I had a boyfriend at the time in high school who was kind of a punk. Like, I don't mean like a punk rocker. I mean like a punk, like a butthead. I don't remember. We kissed some, but he was very dramatic, and he purposefully would, you know, pit, you know, his girlfriend at the time and other women against each other, and it was just a really strange situation. So I didn't date him for all that long, actually. I spent more time pining over him before I ever started dating him than I spent dating him, which is a bit of a funny thing when you think about it. But I don't remember that sort of kissing situation being anything exciting. It wasn't gross. It just wasn't that exciting. And I think that's because there wasn't really a connection. If you think about it, kissing is really only fun, at least for me, when there's a connection. And as you get older, you realize there's so many different ways to have a connection. You could have a purely physical connection. You could have an emotional and physical connection. You could be in love. You know, those are all different types of connections. But when you're younger and you're all disconnected from exactly how you feel anyway, sometimes, it's harder to feel connected to someone, and I think I'm really sensitive to that kind of thing. And so to me, it was just kind of like, is this like a science experiment in my mouth? This isn't really very fun. Who knows really if my boyfriend at the time was any good at it. I don't actually care to remember, but it just wasn't that impressive to me, honestly. It wasn't until I got older and entered into the relationship where I first started having sex when I was 18, 19, when I first entered into that relationship, that's when kissing was actually something that was more important to me. Because for someone who's young and inexperienced sexually, that's a really great way to kind of get the ball rolling and kind of get in the zone with it, obviously. Most people begin kissing if they're going to have sex. I feel like probably, when you think about it, your sexual experiences almost always probably begin with kissing. Or very quickly turn to kissing if they don't begin with kissing. So that's a really, it's a pretty integral part of our concept of sexuality. And by our concept, I guess I mean Europeans, Americans, modern people, whoever. I can't speak for other people necessarily in other parts of the world because I don't know if that is necessarily such a thing that you think of. And I'm going to talk a little bit later about kind of the history of kissing and a little bit of information about kissing and the spread of kissing, which is kind of interesting. But entering into this relationship, it actually became more important because I had a connection with that person. I trusted him. He was my friend. And it was like it was a science experiment, actually, this time, but in a good way. It was a science experiment about my entire body, learning how to work everything. I've mentioned this before. And particularly, seeing what kissing is like. Seeing, am I any good? Like, what are you supposed to do with your tongue? I don't really know. You know, trying different things out like that. So even though I had, you know, an average situation, I guess, with kissing when I was, you know, first a teenager, and then I feel like I probably had a pretty positive one when I was dating my first boyfriend, I still don't think it's, like, the most exciting thing ever. And one of the, I feel like, ways you can tell that I don't think that it's the most exciting thing ever is, I mentioned earlier, the idea of just a makeout session to me is so boring. Like, seriously, very boring sounding. This became like a big hit when I guess I was in high school with my friends. That's kind of the age when making out seems to be like really cool and really fun. But for me, it never seemed very fun. And when I became old enough to where I wanted to actually kiss men and be around them, I realized that the only time I really wanted to do that was when I expected there to be more sexuality happening after. So I don't think I have ever just had a makeout session and then stopped. Because I skipped that phase of my life somehow when you're a teenager and you might do that. But I never did that. And so perhaps that's why now I think making out just for the sake of making out doesn't seem that fun. I mean, making out is very fun. But to me, half of what makes it so fun, besides all of the sensations and all the excitement that you're feeling, the other half that makes it fun is the fact that you know more is coming later. So if you just make out and then you stop, I'm thinking, what is the freaking point? And of course, you're experiencing closeness and sensations and things like that. But if you're going to do that to experience closeness and sensations, in my mind, I always thought, why not do more? If I care about this person enough to want to feel physically tantalizing and tantalized, then I would really want to do more than that, you know, and actually come full circle with the situation. Come full circle. So kissing is a really interesting thing for me. Now, if you think about, like, actually what the definition of kissing is, it's literally pushing your lips up against something. So you don't have to kiss lips. You can kiss arms, legs, walls, rocks. You know, kissing has a lot of different layers. There's a ritual layer to kissing. You know, in a lot of different cultures, you kiss the hand of someone you revere, or you kiss the ring of someone that you look up to. And it isn't a sexual thing. You kiss your child. That's not a sexual thing. It can just show affection and love that isn't a romantic love. There can also be a kiss of gratitude. So you know, you get off of a plane that was really bumpy and frightening. You get out and you kiss the ground. You're like, thank you. I'm not dead. I'm so grateful to the ground. I'm grateful to everything. I'm not dead. So it's definitely a display of emotion of some kind. And usually it's a display, in my opinion, of an intense emotion, one that kind of wells up in you and wants to bubble out, and kissing is a really good way to let it out. It's also a sharing of your emotion and letting others know that you feel a certain way. So the origin of kissing is, there's some divided thought about that, apparently. Like, actually, why humans kiss? Like, why do they kiss? I mean, deer don't kiss. Dogs don't kiss. I mean, they lick you, but it's not the same thing as kissing, like moving their lips up against each other just on purpose. So why is it that humans think that this makes sense. Touching lips up against, especially other lips, why that is an affectionate thing. Some people, and when I'm talking about people, I'm talking about early, I guess, historians or anthropologists, people that study human origins, things like that, figuring out why this is the case. So one of the ideas is that it's instinctual, that just naturally somehow humans have an urge to have lips on lips. And I assume that comes from the desire to connect. But then another idea that people have is from the concept of kiss feeding, which if you think about like the way a bird does it, it's the same thing, except we don't regurgitate our food. But a mother would first feed their child, you know, when humans were first becoming humans as we are today. A mother would feed her child by, you know, chewing up some food for the kid when they're a little, you know, toddlerish age or, you know, pre-toddler. And putting it in their mouth so that they can digest it better. It's already partially chewed. It's easier to swallow. It still has the nutrients in it. You know, that as a concept makes a lot of sense. And I think some people probably would go, ooh, that's not why we kiss. Just because it sort of seems gross now. Like, who wants to do that now? But if you think about our origins, it does make sense. So I don't really know where I would stand on that, my idea of it, because I also don't know that much more information about it. Now, one of the first places that affectionate, like mouth-to-mouth kissing, that, you know, is like a romantic kind of thing. One of the first places that that's mentioned is in the Hindu epic Mahabharata. Am I saying that right? Mahabharata. And it's an ancient text, and in it they describe an affectionate kissing. So that's one of the first places that the concept of that kind of kissing that we know of today is actually mentioned. Another thought that people have about kissing is that it started to spread around the globe more. I don't know where they're saying it actually originated. I'm just interested, you know, in this idea. But that it started to spread the globe a little bit more after Alexander the Great started conquering parts of India in like the 300s kind of BC. So it seems like to me that one of the ideas about where it came from was from the area of India or that general region in Asia. And when Alexander the Great went in and started to conquer that region, some of the customs, including kissing, got picked up and was carried and spread around, which is pretty interesting. And if you think about that, if you really think, hey, kissing seemed to first exist in that area, and the 300s BC, that seems like it's a pretty relatively new invention. But who knows? You never know. It could have been instinctual. It could be instinctual in so many different groups of people, and we just now have a different idea of what kissing is because probably media, when you think about it, or the social world and the way you're told to interact with others and what kissing is supposed to be. So, history of kissing, you probably didn't expect to get any of that in this episode, but I still wanted to tell you a little bit about it. Also, kissing can be a negative thing to some people in some cultures. It can be considered just extremely obscene in the past and in the present in some places. You're not allowed to kiss in public. It's really inappropriate. And kissing is, you know, reserved for private spaces. It's reserved for certain people. And when I'm talking about kissing specifically, I'm talking about romantic kissing. I've never heard of any culture where you kiss your child, people freak out. But I don't know. I could be wrong. I could have just missed out on that. So I want to talk more about my mixed feelings about kissing. So more specifically, if you think about kissing during foreplay, I am a fan of that. I am into that. I like that. I like kissing during foreplay on the lips. That isn't a distraction. And other body parts too. And I've talked about that in other episodes about kissing and aspects of foreplay that are physical, where you can, you know, kiss different body parts, kiss your partner's arms, their eyes, their butt cheeks, you know, whatever. And then, of course, definitely their lips. And so, to me, kissing during foreplay is a really great way to participate in foreplay. And it's also really nice because you get to be up in someone's face. And that's one reason why I think kissing is a much beloved thing, is because you get to look into each other's eyes, which is such a classically romantic thing to do. It's been classically romantic for hundreds of years, at least. So I can understand that on a level of recognizing that that's a thing that's part of our history, that kissing is related to being able to gaze into each other's eyes. But also on a more human, spiritually connected level, I could really see that the idea of gazing into another's eyes is a valuable bonding experience, especially during a really heightened, extreme feel-good sensation such as foreplay or sex, you know, that kind of thing. So kissing during foreplay, to me, it makes a lot of sense because you're getting your whole body warmed up, and it's an expression while you're able to look at each other. Now, I have more mixed feelings about kissing during intercourse. Sometimes it makes a lot of sense, other times it doesn't. And I think the biggest thing that affects that is what sort of kissing or what sort of sexual mood is happening. I did one episode where I talked about, you know, what's your sexual mood? Are you feeling kind of cozy and sweet and loving? Or are you feeling a little more animalistic, you know? So, kissing in the traditional way, where, you know, mouth to mouth, lips to lips kind of thing, it's only valuable during different times. So if you're having a slow, romantic, sexual experience with someone, it makes a lot of sense to be slowly kissing each other, gazing into each other's eyes at the same time. But if you're having kind of an animalistic sexual experience, this is where I feel that kissing definitely gets in the way. And now that you've listened to all the other crap that I've had to say about this, I feel like you might think, okay, I see what she means. I'm on the fence about that too. I see what you mean. Because sometimes things are so hot and heavy, you're focusing, especially as a woman, you're having to focus on having an orgasm. You cannot focus on moving your lips around. At least I can't at all. So the necessary coordination that you need to some degree while kissing, that's mostly subconscious, but still, you lose that coordination. At least I do. When you're focusing on having an orgasm, you lose the coordination, the ability to do anything that makes any sense with your lips. Now, your tongue is a different story. So, if we're going to consider using your tongue kind of in lieu of any of your lips at all as a form of kissing, then I'm going to say yes, definitely, during that kind of sex. But that's not usually what we think of when we think of kissing. The best thing about potentially kissing each other during that kind of sex is the ability to move your tongue around. I feel like it's more of a natural impulse as a human animal in a really kind of really animalistic sexual experience to do more stuff with your tongue than your lips. And that's, I think, why French kissing is such an ideal kind of kissing, because it's tantalizing and it uses the tongue, which is kind of a deeper, hidden body part that is kind of a moist thing. Now, being kissed during an animalistic sexual interaction is not as much of an attraction as having to kiss in return. So, at some point, sometimes, you're really in the zone, you just kind of shut down. And maybe your lips do something, maybe your tongue does something, you don't really know. But if you're being kissed at the same time, it's a nice bonus. But the idea of kissing is like this end-all, be-all, connective moments, you kind of have to leave that behind, in my opinion, when you're getting really raunchy with it. Because if you're focusing on what your lips are doing, there is no way you can focus on what your crotch is doing. And if it is a more raunchy animal experience, it isn't such a highly emotional connection that you're tapping into. You might have a highly emotional connection with your partner, but you're not really tapping into that aspect of your sexual chemistry and your relationship in that moment. You'd be tapping a little bit more into the animal physical side. So the slow, sweeter kissing, that the concept of just being that close to someone turns you on even more, doesn't really fit in this occasion. What would be turning you on even more would be the physical sensations and perhaps your ability to just do whatever with your tongue, do whatever with your lips, and not have to think about the idea of kissing. Now, there are some times that I am a little bit distracted by being kissed during those situations, but that's usually more rare. And it's pretty easy, too, to just kind of redirect and be like, all right, let's move the face elsewhere. You can just turn your head, you know, get some air. That's the thing, too, about kissing is, yes, of course you breathe through your nose. But if things are really hot and heavy, sometimes your nose is mashed up against things too. So it's really hard for you to get enough air. And sometimes you just really need to take a break, breathe and focus, turn your head out of the, you know, the intense area, get some air and think about, you know, just not kissing for a little while. Because it doesn't say anything about how much you care about each other or that kind of thing. Because I feel like that's sort of a myth about kissing is, kissing shows love. Yes, it can if you love someone. It definitely can. But kissing can also show absolutely nothing. It can just be literally physical kissing. So if you feel like, oh, it's not going to seem like I'm that into it if I stop kissing, or like we're not connected if I stop kissing, I don't think that that's true at all. I think you need to do what makes sense for your body and for your two bodies together, and have a conversation about it with your partner and see, because there's a chance one of you is going to think, we don't need to kiss as much as we do, or we should kiss more. You know, talk about it and see, because it's a whole area of physical and emotional connection that sometimes we don't talk about. If you think, okay, I'm a good enough kisser, then usually you don't talk much more about it than that. You're like, all right, I'm okay, moving on. But it's nice to open up a conversation about what it is that each other likes, about how much you kiss, where you kiss, how often you kiss. That's a whole conversation in itself. So that's a really fun thing to bring up if you like talking to your partner about this kind of thing, which I do. So if you don't, I can just maybe talk to my partner about it and share, and that'll be enough information. You don't really need any more than that, perhaps. But anyway, so this was my little spiel today about kissing and why I just kind of have mixed feelings about it. I think it's fantastic. I love it. But it's definitely for certain occasions. It's not an end-all, be-all, sexual seal. You don't have to seal every moment with a kiss. It doesn't have to be like that. Thanks for listening to the show today. As always, I'm Emma. You're listening to the O Woman Podcast. Please check us out on Facebook, O Woman Podcast. Go to the website, owomanpodcast.com, and you can email me, Emma@owomanpodcast. Also, please check out the episode archives. There's a page on the website that's the episode archives. You can check out every single other episode you've missed, if you've missed any. I reference a lot of past episodes in my current episodes, and so you can kind of cross-reference. Check out the body of each post, and it'll link to most of the ones I'm referencing. Also, be sure to check it out on iTunes. Subscribe on iTunes and rank some of the episodes, please. Give some stars to some of the episodes. I would love that kind of feedback, and I know iTunes would too. So please do that. That'd be great. As always, thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. All right, bye.